This is Rhema for Today.
And even the ministers, they didn't have any New Testament to read. Now, Paul's well-versed in the Old Testament, of course. And they didn't have any Bible, even the Old Testament, they could read every day. Scrolls were read on the Sabbath day in the synagogues. But you didn't have anything in your home to read. You had to go by what you heard preached. And one thing about it, they had to depend on the Holy Ghost. Amen. A whole bunch of them had to depend on the Holy Ghost. And you know, we don't depend on the Holy Ghost as much as we think we do. And if we really had to, we'd have more supernatural results.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Incline Thine Ear, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
And I know I was bedfast 16 months. Boy, that's long enough for me. 8 years, though. And Peter said, Anus, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Now, that could be interpreted two different ways. And that is that anybody could just simply tell anyone really that, and you'd be telling the truth. Whatever your name is, Mary or John or Henry or Joe or Jim or Sally or Patsy or whatever your name is, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Now, you see, Peter said that to this man. And Peter wrote, of course, those two epistles, you know, 1st and 2nd Peter. We have in the scripture. And in that first epistle, in the second chapter, 24th verse, Peter says the same thing. He said, who his own self by our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin shall live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Well, if we were healed by his stripes, if we were, then I was, and if I was, then I am. Present tense. Amen. See? Then you could tell them that because you're telling them the truth. You're telling them scripture. However, it can be also be true that he was inspired by the Spirit to say that. Now, I've had it to work both ways with me. I tell about sometimes, you know, when in 1943, when my wife and I went into a room with a lady that was on her deathbed. Her husband had put her through 3 different clinics, and all of them said the same thing about her. They wouldn't even touch the case. You waited too late. Now, she had been under doctor's care, but in other words, he just didn't accept that doctor. He put her in an ambulance and carried her from city to city to the clinic, these different clinics. Didn't tell them, you know, they had her anywhere else, just see what they could do. They'd all said the same thing, nothing be done. She'll be dead in a matter of a few days. Well, now, see, because we have, you have to realize here in the Acts of the Apostles, they didn't have any New Testament to read. And even the ministers, they didn't have any New Testament to read. Now, Paul's well-versed in the Old Testament, of course. And they didn't have any Bible, even the Old Testament, they could read every day. Scrolls were read on the Sabbath day in the synagogues. But you didn't have anything in your home to read. You had to go by what you heard preached. And one thing about it, they had to depend on the Holy Ghost. Amen. A whole bunch of them had to depend on the Holy Ghost. And you know, we don't depend on the Holy Ghost as much as we think we do. And if we really had to, we'd have more supernatural results. Which we don't, we know so much now and so smart, you know, in advance, so bless our hearts. Amen. And we suffer the experience of our spirits at the expense of our heads. Whether you got that or not, but I never said that before, but it's good anyway. Amen. So we went in, my wife and I, and 2 other ladies, and because we have the New Testament in its entirety, written, inspired by the Holy Ghost, we know the Bible instructs all of us to lay hands on people. These signs are followed them to believe. They, believers, will lay hands on the sick. So we knelt by the bedside. I laid my hand on her forehead. My wife laid her hands on her body. These other 2 ladies are kneeling there around the bed, close by. They didn't lay hands on them, praying. And right in the middle of my prayer, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, take your hand off of her. get up and stand up and say to her, the Lord told me to tell you, that means Jesus Christ told me to tell you, you're healed. Get up. So make a long story short, I did, he did, and she did. Amen. And so she rose up healed, praise God, from a deathbed. Then right on the other hand, right here in the state of Oklahoma, they brought this lady in. The doctor said she'll never walk another step. 4 years, tied to her chair. And ordinarily, and it's scriptural to do that, I would lay my hands on people with a tangible anointing of healing power and ministry. But the anointed had lifted, and so I just simply have to say, I'm not going to lie to you. I can't lay hands on you with a tangible anointing. But I can lay hands on you in faith. You can do that anytime. Any believer, of course, it's just as much good for any believer to do it, as well as me. And so if you can't come back tomorrow night, so they carried this woman that was tied to her chair for 4 years. The doctor said she'll never walk again. Well, how are you going to help her? Now, see, we've seen God move. If we're not careful, we wait for some word from God, and we've already got his word. Incline thine ear to my sayings. I mean, he may say something else, or he may not. I go as much by what he don't say as by what he does say. And so, I just simply said to the woman, did you know you're healed? Oh, Emma, I said, you sure are. Just prove it to you by the Bible. And just read her this verse. Well, just laid it on her lap and have her to read it, 1 Peter 2:24. See, that's another way of saying, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. And so she said, well, if we were healed, I was. I said, that's it. If I was, then I am. I said, that's it. That's what I want you to believe. And it wasn't very many minutes till she was just leaping and a hopping and a jumping all over the front of the church. Praise God. So it works both ways. I mean, if you're inspired by the Spirit of God, go ahead and tell somebody, John Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Henry Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Praise God. Or whatever their name is. If you're not inspired, read the Word of God. It's already inspired. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He maketh thee whole. Why? Because himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Now then, turn right on over to the 14th chapter of Acts. And this is the next recorded instance of healing in the Acts of the Apostles. And the thought that I want to get over to you here is the variety of methods. The variety of methods by which folks were healed. Now, we know that there on two or three occasions, as we read the scriptures, actually there are three records up till now, they just simply lumped them all together. Said by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders. And Stephen, full of the Holy Ghost, did many signs and wonders. Now, I'm sure there was some healings involved there, but that's not specific. It just tells us about things happening. But in these where it is specific, so we'll know just what happened and how it happened, the first crippled man, lame from his mother's womb, was healed by faith in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus did it. The second, the crowd was healed there. I don't know how many of them, as many as his shadow fell on, by a manifestation of God's power. Supernatural visitation. Hallelujah. Praise God. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Stephen, full of faith in the Holy Ghost. Philip went down to Samaria and preached Christ. Preached Christ unto them. And you see, the healings followed as the preaching of Christ. And many unclean spirits came out crying with a loud voice. Many that were sick of the palsy were healed. Many that were lame were healed. And here, as we pointed out, Peter just said, ain't us Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. It can work both ways. Now, here is, however, another method of healing in the Acts of the Apostles that always works. Then anybody can make it work. You may not have the unction, the anointing, so that your shadow will heal people. You may not feel inspired to say to anybody, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole, rise and walk. But here's one method that always works. Now let's read it. Now notice, the 14th chapter of Acts, talking about the ministry now of Paul and Barnabas. They were aware of it. Notice that. That fifth verse says, and when there was an assault made, both of the Gentiles and also of the Jews with their rulers, to use them despitefully and to stone them. That's to stone Paul and Barnabas. They were aware of it and fled. Now here's something that's interesting, a little side thought. And that is that there's no use you standing around when danger approaching, let it overtake you if you can do something about it yourself. They were aware of it and fled. I believe Paul was a man of faith, don't you? Why didn't he just say, well, I'm going to believe God and bless God, command the devil to desist in his maneuvers? Well, in the first place, these people are devil-inspired, but yet right on the other hand, God himself does not exercise authority over the human will. If he did, he'd make everybody get saved today and we'd go into the millennium tomorrow. And if they wanted to stone them, use them despitefully, they could do it. And so they had enough sense to run. Don't shout me down now just because I'm preaching real good. They were aware of it and fled. Where'd they go to? Unto Lystra and Derbe, cities of Lycaonia, and unto the region that lieth around about. Now, what did they do there in Lystra and Derbe and so on? And there they preached the gospel. Now, back up. We read the fifth, sixth, and seventh verse, but let's back up here and start with the very first verse so we can get the full connection here of what happened and see something. And it came to pass in Iconium that they went both together into the synagogue, both of them, that is Paul and Barnabas, of the Jews, and so spake that a great multitude, both of the Jews and also of the Greeks, believed. That is, believed on Jesus.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's offer. First, we're offering Pastor Kenneth Hagin's CD, How to Grow in Love, along with his book titled The Healers in Your House. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD, Whatever You Need, God's Got It. Finally, we have Kenneth E. Hagin's DVD, Bringing Back the King. All these items are for the special price of only $30. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. Rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so email us today at partnerservice@rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
I think we're going to have a bunch of lights.
We are. Yes. It's hard to believe.
It's almost Christmas time.
There is concessions. There's all kinds of things that are going to happen.
We're going to turn those Christmas lights on Wednesday, November the 26th.
Yes.
So, hey, I know that many of you come to see the lights, just reminding you about it. You can start making preparation for your trips to come in. They come in here from Arkansas, Kansas,
yes,
Texas, all over the place to see these lights.
Yeah.
They are spectacular.
That's right.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, Incline Thine Ear. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.